T. Nathan asks, what is Das Torah on religious Zionism? Another question I got on a similar vein was, what is your opinion of religious Zionism, Mizrahi, and why don't most mainstream Gedolim support them? Okay, I hate labels, and there are all different kinds of people who claim to be Mizrahi. I will answer, however, that there are certain philosophies of the religious Zionist movement regarding the philosophy of Zionism itself and Eretz Israel, which the many Gedolim found to be problematic. First of all, if Zionism is something in addition to Torah, there's Torah, and then there's a philosophy of Zionism, and that in itself is very problematic, for the Torah contains everything, and what's outside of the Torah is either not necessary or something that is wrong. And to couple the Torah with a philosophy that is, in its essence, a secular philosophy of nationalism, that in its essence, as a secular philosophy, is at odds with the Torah completely, for secular Zionism teaches that the Jewish people are a nation because of nationalism and not because of the Torah. To take that philosophy and couple it with the Torah is problematic. It's not just an idea of loving Eretz Israel and making Eretz Israel important within the framework, the guidelines the Torah gave, but attaching a foreign philosophy together with the Torah and making two value systems, the value system of nationalism and the value system of the Torah. Another area of contention is religious Zionism teaches that it's important, if not necessary, to have political autonomy and a state of Israel before Mashiach comes. And most Gedolim hold that's not a necessity. It's not something that is at all necessary before Mashiach comes, if it serves a practical purpose of giving refuge to Jews, as the State of Israel does, then there's something positive about it. But as an entity of redeeming ourselves politically, physically, and enabling then God to redeem us spiritually, that concept is not held by most Gedolim. Another area is that they consider the State of Israel the beginning of redemption, that the Golus is over and the redemption has begun. I heard from Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, directly, that that whole concept is a mistake. There is no idea of Reishis Smichas Gulasenu, no idea that the redemption starts before Mashiach comes. And when Mashiach comes, that's when the redemption will begin, and then, in fact, it'll be a slow process probably. But to have a redemption that starts before Mashiach comes, as Moshe said, was a total distortion and mistake.